Centennial Broadcasting presents Valley Feedback, a look at the people and issues making news in our community.
Welcome to the program. I'm Robert Allen. This week's guest, Matthew Peterson, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Winchester Frederick Clark. Welcome to the program, Matt. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Robert, for having me.
Let's start with the mission and the history of the organization. What does Habitat do, and how long have you been operating locally?
We're a affordable housing nonprofit that's been in the community. We were founded in 1997, so we just are hitting just past our 21st year anniversary. Things are going well. We've got a great board and a great community that's been supporting us as we continue helping low-income families access affordable housing.
In mid-January, you had the State of Habitat address. Please share the 2017 highlights.
We've had a lot. It continues to be a very busy time for us. So early 2017, a big opening ceremony for the move of the ReStore. So we moved our ReStore from our old location off Featherbed Lane and brought it over to our current address at 400 Battle Drive on the south side of Winchester. That was a great move in April and has been extremely successful and an amazing journey getting the ReStore into its current location. And hopefully it's last location. It's, you know, one of the largest ReStores in the state now and is performing in the top five in the state of Virginia. So we're very proud and pleased with how that's gone so far. We have recently moved our office into the same building space. So now we have our headquarters and the ReStore all consolidated under one roof. And, you know, I think for us culturally, for efficiencies and just communication flow, it's been really, really nice to have our entire staff working together and interacting and really demonstrating what Habitat is, who we are, and that we're all working towards the same mission, which is improving affordable housing in this area.
Have you been active as far as builds?
We have. We've been working on three builds since 2017, and all three of them, strangely, are closing and finishing at the same time. So our construction crew has been working pretty much 7 days a week for the last few months, getting these three houses ready to go for our families. We just completed all three home dedication ceremonies, which was an opportunity to let the public come in and see the house, give a blessing to the family and all of their future growth and happiness. And we just finished all three of those. And in the next probably 4 weeks, all three of those houses will close and we'll sell them to our partner families and get them under roof and start looking for the next build season, which we expect to come around in the summer.
You mentioned that they are partners, the home recipients, put in a lot of sweat equity, and they do a lot before they get the keys.
They do. And I likened it, as I mentioned in all of these ceremonies recently, you know, it's about faith. We are a faith ministry. We don't proselytize, but we still abide by a certain code and value system. And, you know, and our families do the same, but they put a lot of heart and faith into us up front because it's a bilateral relationship. You know, these families come to us and we say, we're going to build this house with you. We're going to sell you this house at a price that's cheaper than you would have paid in a rental somewhere, or certainly in the private sector. We're going to give you this house at no interest. You're going to pay a principal, you're going to pay taxes, you're going to pay insurance, but it's going to be a no interest loan. And you tell them all of these things and say, this is what you're going to get. And that sounds almost, sometimes people think it's too good to be true, and people are always a little leery of that. But so they have to have faith in us because they invest their sweat equity, their 250 hours up front. They go to these financial classes and do that up front with the expectation that we're going to meet our end of the bargain. And so it's a lot of faith that they put in us and us in them. And it becomes a true partnership in a journey. A family type journey that we take together, and when the house closes and they get their keys and they've signed the 10,000 legal documents that go along with the home closing and walk away and walk into their house. I mean, that is a life-changing event for them and for us.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Habitat for Humanity of Winchester Frederick Clark Executive Director Matt Peterson. Well, let's talk about that Clark portion of the title there. How has the addition of Clark County to the service area been going?
That's also been going extremely well. We, our vision when we moved into Clark, expanded into Clark County late 2016, early 17, was to, you know, continue focusing our build rehab mission in the Winchester and Frederick County area and pilot what we're calling a critical home repair program. You know, when Help with Housing shuttered in 2016, April of 16, you know, there was a critical need for a owner-occupied repair program that just, you know, no longer existed. There was a vacuum there. So we thought, you know, we already do neighborhood revitalization. We want to be able to take the limited resources we do have and apply them to more families. You know, we can change generational, you know, create impact with families when we build a home, but it's just a few families a year. And we know we want to grow and scale and do more. We know there's more families out there that need our help. And a repair program is a wonderful way to be able to help more families stay in their house longer, provide ADA, you know, disability accessible home solutions to allow families to stay in those homes that much longer and to not have to always worry about deferring maintenance and causing the long-term catastrophic costs associated with not maintaining your home. And so when we moved into Clark County, this was a great idea. We piloted that in 2017. We've done six critical home repairs, hit our strategic plan of what we wanted to do, and we are really happy with the amount of work we've done, but we know we can do even more in 2018. But it's been going well. We just, in the last month, we did two elderly care repairs. We did a internal stair rail system for one family, and we did an external wheelchair ramp for another family. And we are working with partners in Millwood, the Millwood Community Association, Country Carpentry, and some great donors who are helping us build a wheelchair ramp for Shiloh Baptist Church in Millwood, which is allowing that aging congregation to be able to start going back to church.
A lot of manpower is needed for this. Please share the volunteer needs you have.
We have significant needs, both, you know, we have volunteer needs at the ReStore. We have volunteer needs on the construction site, both the day volunteers that want to come out and build with us on a Tuesday, a Thursday, or a Saturday when we have construction underway. And one critical need, Robert, I think something I'd really love to highlight is the need for experienced crew leaders, those guys that want to come out and join our cadre of long-term volunteers that are building with us on all of those days, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and helping lead teams of volunteers that are coming in. Volunteers are an important aspect of the build, and we continue to do well in recruiting them. Where I think we need some additional help would be bringing in those experienced guys that want, and ladies that want to come in and be a part of the actual crew team. We've got a great crew now, but having a larger volunteer crew team is how we can scale and do more and build more houses.
People want to volunteer, they should contact you guys, but also to donate. You always need contributions.
We do. We've been very blessed that our ReStore is able to help offset our overhead costs. So where we need support is actually on the build missions themselves and the repair missions. So we would encourage the community to donate to Habitat, because every dollar that comes into our office through donations is going directly into the programs. There's no money being cut out of that for overhead. So it's dollar for dollar. And that's a value proposition that I think really is amazing, and not one that most nonprofits can really speak about. And so we do encourage people to volunteer. We encourage people to donate, and all of those are really what truly tangibly builds houses and conducts repairs in our local community. We will be starting another three homes this year, probably, and so our volunteer needs will start picking up in the June-July timeframe, so I just wanted to keep that out there, that we will start looking for volunteers for the build missions this summer, volunteers in the ReStore year-round, so please, if you want to come out and volunteer with the store, please do so.
I'm Robert Allen, speaking with Matthew Peterson with Winchester Frederick Clark Habitat for Humanity. Understand you're recruiting for a trip to Paraguay.
One of the activities that we want to do for the first time in our affiliate history is we want to deploy a local team made up of our staff, our board members, and volunteers in the community that want to come together and build in Paraguay. And we tithe, so as part of our affiliate federation with Habitat International, and being a ministry, we tithe 10% of our unrestricted overhead to a global program. So in essence, in the last 20 years, we've built 40-plus houses financially overseas to support our international programs. And we do that annually. And this year, we've been tithing to Paraguay, which is a lower-income country in need in South America. And this year, we're going to send a team over there to use those funds and actually not just financially support the build, but do the build ourselves. We think this will be a great team-building opportunity, a way to highlight Winchester, Frederick Clark, and this community overseas, and really build support for what we're doing, not just here, but everywhere around the world, and bring that energy and resolve back to the community when we come home, and then spread that word once we're back. So we think it'd be a great opportunity to go out there and do something good for another community as well. We're going to start advertising for that trip very soon. One thing that we are doing, Robert, that I want to close with is we recognize that housing in this community is becoming a greater and greater challenge for finding affordable housing in the rental market and the owner-occupied home market. So we are starting working with partners to include the United Way and others to start developing an embryonic concept for a housing coalition or a group that can come together and communicate more effectively about how we can increase affordable housing opportunities, advocacy for affordable housing, and just better communication flow throughout the community, both in the private sector, nonprofit, and public sector, to get everybody on board. And so we're calling this the Year of the Housing Solutions, and we're going to be working closely with a lot of people to try to help make this community a better place when it comes to housing.
And if people want more information about Habitat for Humanity, where should they go?
Please go to our, we have Facebook page and website. We just updated our website, so we have a wonderful new website we'd love for everybody to check out at www.habitatwfc.org, or you can certainly visit us on Facebook and our Restore Facebook page as well.
And that Restore, if people aren't familiar, there's some great deals there, and of course you do take donations as well. People that are doing their own home improvement projects, it's a great place to get supplies.
Absolutely.
Habitat for Humanity, Winchester, Frederick Clark, Executive Director Matt Peterson. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Valley Feedback. We encourage your comments on today's program. Valley Feedback is a public affairs presentation of Centennial Broadcasting.